So, man, how about today?
How about today? Today was a long day.
Yeah, we've both been working for quite a while. I came over to Mike's at about 12:30, and now it's currently about it's getting close-ish towards 8.
Quarter to 8 right now.
It's quarter to 8 right now.
And just a little while ago, we wrapped filming on something that we've been working on all day.
Yes.
That you will see soon.
Are we keeping it secretive? Is that what we're doing for now?
It's a review. It's a video review.
Yeah, it's my video review that I'm doing of the Adventure Time game for the DS. Needless to say, it took a while, and doing this, I have so much more respect for what Mike does, like, almost every day. Because, like, it's a little bit longer than some of his vlogs, but it's probably going to turn out to be, like, just about the same length as a couple of them, but...
Yeah, we're hoping it'll be around... like 5 to 7 minutes, maybe.
Max, yeah.
Yeah. But we did shoot about almost an hour of footage.
Yeah, so. And that's mostly on my part, because it's almost like mini acting. It's like, it's kind of
like... You don't really do this.
You've
never done this before.
Not ever once.
And I do this like almost every day.
Yeah.
Is I write out a script and then I memorize in little chunks and say it back to the camera.
Right, which is I didn't expect that that's what it was going to be.
Right.
Like, I don't know how that didn't cross my mind.
Mm-hmm.
But that's exactly what it is. And it's stressful, and messing up one little word or phrase like just skews your...
awful. You'll get almost all the way through saying a line, and then you screw up one little thing, and you're like, God, I hate myself so much.
Yeah, like Mike said, it was kind of like looking at him in a mirror when he vlogs sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. Like, you don't think about shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
And
until you do it 500 times.
Yes, and now we're both appropriately exhausted.
Yes.
I think that should be up sometime next week, though.
Yeah.
Roughly. If not, whatever. Hello and welcome to First Person Podcast Simulator. My name is Zach, and joining me is...
Mike Egan.
And today is March...
15th.
15th, because it's the day right before...
No, shut up. It's the 16th.
It's the 16th.
It's the day before my birthday, and I don't even know what day it is.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Good job.
Jesus. Because my birthday is on St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, it is tomorrow, so happy almost birthday.
Thank you.
Dude.
By the time this goes up, it will have been my birthday.
Yeah.
So there you go.
So take it back.
So don't bother saying happy birthday in the comments.
Yeah.
I don't want your late happy birthdays. I'm such a jerk. No, you can do that if you want.
This is why we don't get views. This is why no one rates us.
You don't get views because it's a podcast. Yeah, nothing to say now.
Shut up. Shut the fuck up. Yeah.
You're wearing your Adventure Time shirt.
Yes, which I thought was pretty appropriate for the review. I tried looking around, because I do have more Adventure Time accessories around my home. Like, I definitely have a hat somewhere and a sword somewhere.
Nice.
Totally went as Finn 1 year for Halloween last year, appropriately.
That's awesome.
But I could not find them, and props are a little bit cheesy.
Yeah, I think it would have.
But I wouldn't have really had a problem using them, to be honest. They are cheesy, but I would wear the shit out of them. But,
sure.
Yeah, I mean, that took enough time, is it what? That we started at around 3, because there was just some, like, prep to do.
Right around there.
And, I mean, we were kind of on and off. We were having some battery issues with the camera.
Because I didn't charge the camera the night before. And also because it's just a really short battery.
Yeah, it is.
It only gets, like, 20 or 30 minutes. And, no, it can't be 20 minutes, because I do 20-minute vlogs sometimes. Say 30. I don't know.
All right, yeah.
But it, you know, it kept running down, and we would have to stop and charge. And waiting for something to charge is, like, you can't even do that.
Yeah, we were just kind of...
Just gave it, like, 10 or 15 minutes and then start back up to have it die again.
Yeah, it was...
So we did that, like, 3 or 4 times.
It was, like, these weird intermittent, like, stressful, like, okay, now you have to, like, kind of act.
Yeah.
Which is almost what that is, in a sense.
A little bit.
Yeah, it's really strange. We're good. I'm glad that we finally have it done, and
yes.
We can only go up from here in terms of how well I act in front of a camera, I suppose.
Now you know what to expect.
Yes.
We're prepared for next time.
So if we ever do video reviews again, which I'm not looking forward to at the moment, but I'm sure I will want to do them again later.
Oh, yeah.
We will. Again, we can only go up.
Yes.
Unless my mouth just, like, falls off.
I mean, if that happens, we're... probably put the whole thing on hold, because that's a serious medical issue.
In some people's eyes.
In some people's eyes.
Okay, so we recently threw up our games list. So, well, I threw mine up. You're going
you
to throw
yours
up pretty soon.
Soon. I have to edit it down, I guess, a little bit.
Yeah, Mike comes to me. He's like, oh, yeah, your post is pretty good. I did mine, and it's about 6 pages. I'm like, Jesus, what? How did you? But it turns out that with every game that he posted, he did, like, a couple of, like, bullety comments with it, which is fine. There's not a problem with that, but we probably have to shorten it just a little bit so it's not, like, super, super bulky on the blog.
Yeah, I'll probably take some stuff off. But I think that's a really cool idea for feature series, because not only does it serve as content for the blog, but it is something that will maybe help us get back to the games we want to get back to.
Yeah, because, I mean, we really don't have that much time, but if we just dedicate a couple of minutes, like, every day to stuff like this, it probably doesn't even run, like, by our minds, because we're always so busy with things.
Yeah.
But I think just having them there is valuable. I kind of talk about that in the post. Just, you know, you see your Steam list, and it's like there's just this block of text, and it's like you see just a lot of names, and I don't think your mind really connects with the experience of playing video games.
Yeah, it's like, just overwhelming.
It is, and that's why I went with the picture tile format, because actually seeing what the game like is and what it looks like, and that sort of jogs my memory better, and it makes me want to play it more when I see it. So it's kind of interesting to me.
Mm-hmm. Lately, I've been trying to be better about finishing the games that I buy. So just recently I bought Deus Ex Human Revolution on Steam, and I've been playing that pretty consistently, and I want to play it to completion, because I just recently bought it.
Right.
And I want to do that with, like, some of the games I'm getting for my birthday. For example, you gifted me Half Minute Hero.
Yeah, which I hope you have fun with that.
Thank you for that.
Yeah, it's so self-aware. It's a really funny game.
I think I'm going to enjoy it.
Yeah.
It looks really cool.
That's on my list, actually. I have to pick that back up, because I put a decent amount of time into it, into at least, like, the first campaign, which I think there are a couple of, like, separate, maybe unrelated ones. I mean, you'll see, but I set a couple of hours into that, and I don't know why I didn't really pick it up. Just it, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Things happen. Life happens. And,
I know.
Like, games just kind of fall to the wayside sometimes. It's
for me, I think it was vlogging. Like, that just takes up all of my free time now. Like, all of the hours after school until, like, midnight are spent preparing and editing and filming vlogs.
Yeah, I think the thing was I got mine during winter break, and then my fucking hell semester started.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that in itself is enough to put any game to a screeching halt.
Yeah, definitely. So hopefully this will help us sort of schedule our time or... That...
Yep, just that. So do you want to kind of like go through a couple of them? Maybe just, I don't know if you want to list them, or do we want to kind
of
talk about the ones that we have on our list?
Oh, yeah, I'll talk about
similarly. Because I know that one that is definitely on there is Amnesia: Dark Descent. And we are both not playing that for the same reason, because we are just big girly men who can't really handle first-person horror
it's
games.
Terrifying.
Especially to the extent of Amnesia, and I don't know if I've mentioned this on here, but I tried to play it at night, like, when it was dark, like, the game recommended, because there's, like, there's, like, that weird prompt, it's like, hey, yeah, like, it's best to play is, like, with headphones on and not in a very well-lit place. I'm like, oh, thanks, I'm just shit my pants.
Exactly, yeah.
So I tried to do that, and it was, like, you know, around 11 or 12 at night, and I would play a half hour or an hour. I was like, yep, okay, that's enough for me. I feel my adrenaline, like, leaking out of all of the holes in my body. I should probably stop.
No. The next time I play that game, it will be midday in the park. Surrounded by happy barking dogs. Maybe some kittens.
kittens in the park?
Yes.
Yeah. God, that's the same reason I tried playing the Silent Hill games, but couldn't. Just...
No thanks.
Too scary.
Yep.
God. Such wimps.
Yep. The bullet point I have listed under Amnesia: The Dark Descent is nope, nope, nope.
Which is that's pretty much appropriate. I've got Castle Crashers in mind that I need to pick up again.
Same here.
But you've played much more than I have. I was trying to play it with like you and like other friends and stuff, and we found out that that's a little bit difficult, and that doesn't always like really work because our times don't really line up right now.
Yeah,
either. Like Saturday is all we have, and we're doing this. And,
right.
You know, other projects, obviously, so. But I feel like that's a good classic that I should play. Like, is a really well-renowned, like, XBLA game.
Yeah, so. Definitely. It was, like, part of, I think, the first wave of when indie was getting really big.
Yeah.
Castle Crashers was a big title.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, I just love the music and the art. And as soon as I see it and
hear
it,
they're both really good.
I want to play this forever.
Mm-hmm.
And I just really, I have to get back to it.
Right. Do you have Quantum Conundrum on there at all? I don't think you do. I didn't.
No, that's on my wish list to buy.
Yeah, it's, I've got some mixed feelings about it currently.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't quite finished it up, but it's, you know, it, people say that it's ripping off Portal. And it's, the influence is definitely there.
I mean,
but...
yeah. It was, wasn't it created by the same team who did Portal?
Oh, I don't know.
Or I think it was spearheaded by the lady who was, like, the head of development on Portal.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, that would make sense then.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, but it's a little bit lacking.
Yeah.
In some ways.
I saw it at E3 last year, and it looked really cool.
You know, yeah, it is cool, but it... The thing is, I think the only reason that it's kind of lacking is because you play that type of game and you immediately associate it with Portal, because it's the same sort of, it's the same type.
Yeah.
So, in itself, not bad, though, at least from what I've played. I think, I don't know if I'm about halfway through. I don't know how long the game is.
Yeah.
And it's been a while since I've touched it, but I've been really meaning to get back to that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I should pick it up. I think we both have Divine Cybermancy on our list as well.
Yeah, two different categories as well. I think that's interesting to talk about. You want to pick it back up.
I mean, I don't know. I saw yours in the probably won't play again. And that
is that kind of how you're feeling now, too?
Kind of made sense to me.
I mean...
I don't have any urge to play it again.
Yeah, it doesn't come off as incredibly approachable, I guess. It throws you into a lot of systems.
Definitely.
Very quickly.
Lots of walls of text.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, in order to learn stuff, it's like, hey, watch this tutorial. Like,
yeah, and the tutorials don't always really help. Like,
to.
I still don't quite know what's going on with the hacking.
No.
And I know I'm at a point in that
game.
Oh,
no, I got hacking.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
I assume I got hacking.
Right, yeah. But there are a couple of, like, different ways you can go about hacking. I don't quite understand all of those yet.
Yeah.
And the only reason I feel like I don't quite get those is because I'm at a point where I need to hack some turret or some sentinel or something like that. I can't do it. I've tried over and over, and I can't.
Yeah.
So I'm at this wall, and that is really... I was trying really hard to, like, make myself play it, because I know people say it's got a lot of interesting things going on in there.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously it does. Like, the being able to be hacked, that's cool as hell, but...
Yeah, sure. And I think there are also a lot of systems at play that you don't necessarily see or know about, and, like, have no way to, like, influence until it starts happening. Like, there's this one part in the game where I just kept going insane. Like, my character literally went insane and had, like, hallucinations, and then his health just deteriorated until he died on the floor.
Wow, yeah.
And I had no idea what was happening or how to fix that.
Which, you know, when you're starting a game, is off-putting. It's neat as a concept, but...
To say the least.
Yeah.
Off-putting. I just went insane.
Yeah. Yeah. So...
I think they could do a better job of... explaining things.
Yeah, and I saw reviews, and reviews were good, but I feel like that's really if you just fucking, you know, hike up your pants and buckle down and play this thing. But at the moment, I don't have any incentive to do that.
Yeah.
And my voice is going really crackly, so I'm going to get some water.
Okay. So I guess what you're saying about this is it's not a casual game.
Absolutely not. Blah, 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 blah. Absolutely not.
Okay.
And that's also how I feel about, did you ever get into, it was part of that one indie bundle, it's, Gratuitous Space Battles?
No, I still don't have that.
Wait, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I thought we got that part of the same indie bundle, because you have, you also have, like, Cave Story Plus and a few other things.
That, yeah, I got...
And
I
Hammer, got... and Hammer Fight.
Hammer Fight was in a different bundle, Cave Story Plus I got on its own.
Okay, alright, never mind then.
Yeah. But I've definitely seen it around and thought it looked pretty cool.
The thing is, it's super cool if you are willing to dedicate some time into learning, like, ship systems.
Okay.
And that's the thing. I don't want to do that.
So is that, like, a real-time strategy?
Yeah, to an extent.
Okay.
Yeah, it's kind of what it is. You don't... I mean, it's not in the traditional, like, sort of build a base kind of sense, but you do get to, like, manage your ships and then set them out against other ones, so...
Okay. So it's like Star Wars Empire at War. I don't know if you've ever seen or heard of that.
Mm-mm.
Okay. But there's no, like, base building.
Right. Well, yeah, you just you set your ships up and they go, and you, I think you can choose like small things like who they are firing at and what sort of course they can take and stuff like that.
Okay.
Which, you know what, I can totally see people being into that stuff, but it's not for me. It's just not my thing.
Mm-hmm. Much like adventure games, you have said.
Yes. Which I do need to give a second chance.
Because Machinarium exists.
Right. And I think the problem was I tried to start liking adventure games, like, semi-recently. Like, when I first got my Steam account, I remember getting the Monkey Island series was on sale.
Yeah.
Like, all 5 episodes of it. So I got that for pretty cheap, and I played the first one, and I kind of just, you know, stopped.
Yeah.
Because I kind of realized that I don't dig Adventure Time. Not Adventure Time. Jeez. The review is spilling into this podcast.
Yeah.
Ugh. I don't like adventure games, I think, like, in their base mechanics, but you said that Machinarium is really good.
Mm-hmm.
Machinarium, whatever.
Whichever. I don't even know.
Which, you know, I should pick up because I have seen around. It's supposed to be one of those really good adventure indie games.
Oh, yeah.
So I should give them a second chance because it's been a while since I played Tales of Monkey Island, but I think it's the LucasArts, or Lucas Software. I don't know.
LucasArts, yeah. They were the original developer of that, though, weren't they?
What? No. Were they?
I think so.
I thought it was Double Fine.
No.
It might. Because Double Fine?
To the internet.
To the internet.
I typed into the search of the Google search at the top of my thing here. Typed in Monkey Island, and it gave me a map search at the very top.
There's a location called Monkey Island?
Apparently.
Like a shitty bar or something?
It must be. Wikipedia, Monkey Island series, LucasArts.
Huh. All right, well, totally proven wrong.
1990.
Good stuff! Okay.
What are we talking about?
I don't know. Let's see, I assume Binding of Isaac's on your list.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I still haven't beaten that even once.
I think I've only beaten it once.
Yeah.
I've beaten it once, I've just gotten a lot of different items, but other than that, I haven't. It's always, I come back to that in waves.
Yeah.
I stop for a while because I know how much I fucking suck.
Yes.
I go back and continue to suck and maybe, like, have one good run and...
Doesn't happen.
Yeah. It is tough.
Yeah.
And I think it's because part of it is kind of really chance-based.
Yeah.
But it is also very skill-based. It's
just
very
with
tough.
What bosses you find around, what items you happen to find around.
Right. Yeah.
It's pretty much luck. My friend that I was talking to on Steam just actually beat Binding of Isaac.
Oh, like for the first time?
I think so. They seemed excited.
That's a good feeling.
Yeah. I mean, so I hear.
Right.
Cries. You mentioned Hammer Fight before.
Yes. Also on your not to playlist?
Yes.
Yeah, we discussed that before, I think. It's weird.
I don't want to use the word hate. But it's really, really dumb. It just is. It's so stupid.
I mean...
Why is this a game?
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like the mechanics are too advanced and are not polished enough for it to ever really work.
I guess, but... I mean, it's also like, why is a helicopter trying to fling a ball over itself in a circular motion?
Well, like,
this is so stupid.
Well, that's I disagree in that I think the idea is really radical, because it's like this weird steampunk, like, archaic fighting. It's these weird, like, steam ships that have big wrecking balls attached to them.
I have
and you
nothing
fling
against
them around.
Steampunk. But the fact that you have to, like, make it a circle.
Right. The way that you
so
have to,
bad.
The way that you have to move your mouse is really not a good... A good way to approach that.
Yeah.
The idea is hilarious, but
maybe
it doesn't work.
I don't
think it works.
Maybe we have to go back to it.
I'm not fucking touching that again. I tried really hard to like that for like 2 hours. It's really not that great. I mean, you're
it's
not wrong
too.
In saying that, but I feel like if taken in a different direction or two, it could be less shit.
Sure. Yeah. Have you ever heard of or played Jamestown?
Oh, dude, yeah. No, I beat Jamestown with Dave.
Oh, nice.
It's fantastic.
It is the most amazing game.
No, it's really good. Have you beaten that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
How long did it take you on that last boss? Because, you know what? It took me and Dave, like, a long fucking time to beat it.
I think it did take me a while. Like, I had to go away and come back couple times.
Right. No, I think me and Dave like met two or three times to do that. Yeah. It's just, it's so tough. It's mm-hmm. really good though. It's so good. I think that, the difficulty of that last boss fight is really the only flaw in it, because everything else is great. Like the art style and the transitions is really like cinematic and good and just delicious, like 16-bit art stuff. And that's great. Mm. Music's really good. The tone of it is really funny.
Oh, I love
it.
It's
just so cool.
Like, it's what, 18th century British colonial Mars?
Yeah, it's like an altered history where...
I love that.
Yeah, it's 18th century, so it's similar to Ikaruga. I don't know if you've ever heard or played that at all. That's an old Dreamcast game.
Oh, well.
That it actually might have been in arcades before, but it's an insanely hard, like, top-down shooter sort of game. And
no, I had my top-down shooter roots in Aero Fighters.
Mm. Good game, though. Really, really good. Amazing. Pick that up every once in a while just to feel like a badass.
Yeah.
As I say that with a crackly, girly voice.
Badass.
Do you have any that you haven't really started yet? Because I've only got four of those, which makes me look at myself and be like, wow, you start a lot of things that you don't finish, dick.
Psychonauts is unfortunately on that list.
Oh, yeah. I disregarded Psychonauts a long time ago.
Yeah.
I tried. I feel like if I was younger and I had gotten it when I had like an Xbox or something, I would love it.
Yeah,
I would
definitely
eat that shit up, but I don't know. I can't really grasp onto it now.
Yeah. Same here. That's a shame, because it looks like a really cool,
right, and I've heard the writing,
fun, quirky game.
Right, and the writing is supposed to be hilarious. Again,
right,
double fine.
Yeah. They know what they're doing.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever see the game Rock of Ages at all?
Yes.
Doesn't that seem like a kooky fun idea?
Oh, yeah.
Unfortunately, it's not.
Really?
I mean, it's... Yeah, it... it doesn't provide enough variety, I guess. The idea's kind of neat. You are this boulder and you need to go down and like break this castle, and in the castle there's some like historic figure, and you go and you crush them and you kill them. That's cool and fun, but the way it's set up is so strange. It's kind of partially like, I don't want to say like RTS, but the way it goes is you have like a phase where you place down like these traps that you can lay along like mm-hmm. the pathway.
Yeah.
And it's just strange. It doesn't always work so well, and you know the enemy does the same thing. They place down traps on their highways, but and they're identical, and you kind of just roll down, and like the first one to kill each other's like icon wins,
right?
And it's that, and it kind of, you get other upgrades for those like traps and stuff later, but it's just, it's that same thing.
Yeah. And it's like there's not enough to keep you coming back.
Right, that's exactly how I'd put it.
Okay.
Yeah, so I wouldn't get that. If you really want to check it out, I will let you play it on my machine,
because
it's all right.
No, I was never that intrigued by it.
I was hoping that was going to be one of those like nice wacky finds, like
like
when you take a chance on Katamari Damacy and you realize it's a fantastic game.
Right.
Ugh.
I've actually never played that.
Ooh. I might need to lend you a console for that. that's really how kind of magical it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I never really got into Sanctum.
That sounds familiar. I don't think I don't have it.
It's kind of a cross between tower defense and first-person shooter.
Oh, right. No, I remember I had friends tell me about that.
Yeah, I bought it, and my laptop wasn't really able to run it well mm-hmm. enough. So now I think I should give it a chance on a machine that can handle it.
Yeah, I heard people like dug it a lot.
Yeah.
And it was at the same time where I was playing Dungeon Defenders, which, you know, is like a third-person RPG mixed with tower defense.
Yeah.
And... So I have that, so I didn't really want to try Sanctum, because I was devoting a lot of time to Dungeon Defenders.
Yeah.
It sucks you in like that. It's kind of like a first-person or local, well, I guess local and online multiplayer MMO, almost, in its own sense, but it's a little bit more contained, it asks kind of less of you.
It's a lot more contained than an MMO.
Oh, well, yeah, but it can feel like one.
Yeah.
In some instances, mm-hmm. which, gosh, that's a game that me and Miga used to play all the time, back when her computer didn't like kind of crap out. It's been like weird problems with it. We don't quite know what's up, but it is just finicky as hell.
Yeah,
which is weird because it's like this like $1,000 Asus.
Oh man.
So I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes it just happens.
Yes. But when we eventually get Bear Computers, we'll totally sink our teeth back into that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I did want to mention, last week you asked if I was playing anything or what I was playing.
Mm-hmm.
Star Conflict is something that I just recently found.
Okay.
And I really kind of love it.
Go ahead.
Like, it's not something that I can see myself going really, really far into, but it's something that I will, like, pick up every now and again just to have a go at it.
That's sort of where I am with Banner Saga right now.
Yeah. Like, it's not... It doesn't seem like there's much of a story, if any story at all.
Mm-hmm.
It's a space sim dogfighting thing,
okay,
which I have been searching far and
right,
wide.
Right, which you just... It's like your holy grail.
It is, yes. And I'm just really waiting for Star Citizen, because I think it's going to be amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But, so this is like kind of an MMO, because it's based... It's a free-to-play on Steam.
Okay.
And it's based almost purely on online multiplayer. And there are a bunch of different game modes, and you go out, and you're a ship in space.
Whoa.
Sometimes that's all I want to do. I just want to be a ship in space. And you can, like, upgrade your ship.
That's poetic.
Sometimes all I want to do is be a ship in space. Wow.
What was the space game I came up with before?
Oh, man. Oh, before we started the show, we were talking about that, and he was just spouting words.
I was just spouting off words that was related to space. It was like Starman...
Starman Ultra...
Starman Ship something colon space.
Yeah. You had to be there.
It was good, though. You guys should hang with us.
Yeah.
That's what you should do.
Be our friends,
This
man.
Isn't
What's
enough.
The matter with you?
Just listening? Mm-mm. Come on. Step it up.
Or we should just always be podcasting.
Oh, my God. That sounds like hell.
Yes, it does.
It's like, hey, here's the hour of us maybe being interesting, and then just...
and then
know,
the rest of our lives.
Week.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, God. Who wants to listen to 7 days of regular life? Hey, I'm finding a parking spot now.
Hey, I might have something to do during my commute, but if not, I'll look out the window in which my eyeballs were melting.
Yay.
Yay.
So the audio of that might sound something like this.
Dick. But sorry, go on with this... So it is just kind of a dogfighting sort of space sim.
Yeah, yeah, and it's basically just upgrading your ship and sort of amassing money and points so you can buy more upgrades. I really don't see any sort of story that exists.
Oh, okay. So it's kind of just one of those.
It's basically
play
just,
more to get better to play more to get better.
Yeah.
Sort of.
Yeah. So it's great in that respect because I really just want a space sim right
sure.
now that I can just pick up and
mm-hmm.
be a ship in space.
Like, yeah, no, I mean that sounds like the exact sort of thing that Banner Saga is holding me because like
yeah.
Yeah, I mentioned this. The Fire Emblem Awakening came out, and it's apparently really good. Like, it's still doing really well.
Okay.
So that's awesome. But I just wanted a tile-based tactical game like that, and totally filled that niche, which I finally lost the other day.
Oh, nice.
Terribly, not horribly, but I did lose 2 games in a row, which unfortunately downed my renown. But man, later on, when you upgrade those big dudes,
yeah.
it gets ridiculous.
Oh man.
It really does. Like, the amount of points that you can pour into, like, their strength and defense and stuff is
mm-hmm.
out of this world.
I should really get back to that and play more than 2 battles.
Yeah, because, like, you can upgrade your first dude by, like, the 3rd or 4th battle, and then it just starts getting pretty interesting in
yeah.
terms of... You know, the different decisions that you can make in customizing those characters and everything from, like, the layout to, like, which, like, their turn structure within a match is, you get sucked in more and you find
mm-hmm.
out that these very simple things can have an optional layer of depth,
mm-hmm.
which is cool.
Cool.
Okay, I think, let's wrap up the games list thing. You know, that's...
Right, yeah.
Those will be posted on the blog. Mine is, Mike's will be soon.
Yes.
Or probably will be by the time this goes up.
Right.
So let's move on. We kind of already talked about our games of the week, sort of.
Yeah.
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 I beat the Adventure Time game and spent the rest of my commute just writing the review, right, jotting down my ideas, which took a while.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting. It's interesting to see how much like of the like hours I spent writing it will. Just to see that, like, shortened into, like, oh, 3 minutes, 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that did take hours and hours of work.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, hopefully it turns out okay in the end. I mean, this is actually the first time I've ever done a like, official review, I guess, of a game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've always done like those blurbs on Facebook whenever I finish something. I've got like a separate folder full of pictures just so I can keep track of the games that I've been beating over like, you know, the last year. But yeah, this will be the first actual review I throw up.
Yeah, I think it's going to turn out well.
Okay, so as the weeks rolled on, we've just been hearing more and more garbage about EA, I suppose.
SimCity.
Yeah. So it turns out that a lot of sources are claiming that you can alter the game in a way that you can play it single player.
Right.
And there everyone but EA is admitting this. And you mentioned that Maxis kind of stepped in and had a word.
Maxis, the developer, I keep confusing myself. I'm not sure if Maxis is like owned by EA or is a part of EA.
Yeah, I'm not sure either, because I know that they've been associated with them ever since The Sims have started. So I don't know.
I think that they probably are owned by EA. They Most just own everybody.
Yeah.
They own BioWare now. I mean...
Yeah, I think they've... That's not, like, super weird for me, because I think EA has owned BioWare ever since Mass Effect came out, and that's, like, the only real involvement I've ever had with BioWare, so...
Well, they did Neverwinter Nights, they did...
KOTOR.
KOTOR. Mm. Fucking God, yes.
Which
KOTOR.
I own, by the way.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, my uncle, like, gave me his Xbox, and, like, I think he threw KOTOR in there with it.
That was... The first time I ever played KOTOR was on the Xbox. Mm-hmm. I was borrowing my friend's Xbox, and I... just completely fell in love with it and just lost.
Well, sure, it's Star Wars and a really good like system.
Oh, it's so good. It's like the perfect game.
No joke. If you like that, you should like eventually invest in Mass Effect, because I know you would like that, because I know for a fact, because you really dig like the sci-fi stuff where it develops the characters. It's like that, but you play alongside them and you decide how you want to interact with them, and you I know you'd eat that shit up.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, I just. Have to get into that.
Yeah, you have to wait for when it goes on sale. You can get the first and second one for $10.
Yes,
which I think is what I ended up
doing.
We'll
do that.
Yeah. So yeah, but
so
Maxis.
Yeah. There was a hack slash mod that was posted slash being discussed on the SimCity forums, and obviously EA didn't like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's legals. It's the terms of service.
Right. Right.
It's drawn up by their legal department, and Maxis has to enforce it. So what they said, what the dude from Maxis, which is what we say when we don't remember their name or their title, because we're
pretty,
so professional.
Pretty frequent.
Yes.
So that dude that owns Valve.
That dude.
Big, like, beardy. I don't know.
Don't even.
You know, that guy.
So the dude from Maxis, he went on Twitter and he was like, we're being 1,000% transparent right now. Just, you got to move the discussion elsewhere and continue it,
which is the coolest way to like handle something like that.
Absolutely. Like, you know, you're satisfying legal while also saying go ahead and keep doing that, because thank you for loving our game.
Right. I think they totally have a right with that, especially considering the fucking like fallout that the launch of that game consisted of. So yeah, good on them.
They did recently upgrade their servers and move the game to higher capacity, I guess.
Right. I hope that solves the problems. I haven't really heard anything.
I haven't heard
since that,
anything about any problems being resolved, but the only thing I've heard since that or alongside that was about the hack.
Mm-hmm.
And that, from what I understand, removes some functionality and allows it to work offline. So that's probably why they don't like that. And they're saying that they will not ever make or provide an offline single-player version of the game.
Yeah, which makes sense. I'm sure it's like there's a lot of deep engineering. Like you even said, there's a lot of deep engineering that needs to happen for that to ever exist.
Right, so that's just not going to happen.
Mm-hmm. But then there was the other thing that like I found out like a day or two ago, and I told you about today, where I guess EA is censoring the number, the like help hotline from their forums. And it's not like censoring in the way where, like they just get rid of it in the forums and like the help and FAQ and stuff like that. Whenever you type in the number when you're making a forum post, it gets replaced by like an apostrophe or like a dash or something, as if you were typing like fuck or shit or something like that.
Right.
So that's
messed up.
Kind of screwed up, yeah.
I mean, like, I guess I can understand why they would do that. Like, if they're getting a lot of spam calls just saying, hey, fuck you.
Yeah. Yeah, but...
that's the only really legitimate reason I can think of them doing that.
Yeah, I mean, but you might have to kind of deal with that as a bigger company. If you really fucked up to the point where this is, you got to deal with that, man.
Yeah.
And a lot of people have been saying that that's what, like, the hotline is what they've been resorting to because people online, like, they're, you know, chatting with the support has not been helpful at all.
Yeah.
So, I mean, fucking EA, just kind of digging their hole deeper. I'm so curious as to what their, like, public perception is right now in wake of all this. Even for people who haven't really, you know, like us, who don't own SimCity and we haven't, like, talked with EA personally or, like, you know, consulted their support for any reasons. I'm curious what people like us sort of, like, what their idea is of them now.
Yeah. So if you've dealt with EA, if you bought SimCity, you know, if you want to, like, comment or talk to us on Twitter,
let us know, because
we're curious as to, like, the public opinion of what's going on. Or, like, all I've seen is, like, practiced press releases or other sites or blogs putting up, like, a news story about this, but I haven't really seen any personal opinions or stories about dealing with it.
Right, yeah, I haven't really waded through the comments for that.
Yeah, so that'd be interesting to see.
Mm-hmm. There was the, I don't know if we missed to talk about this last week or not. Again, I forget how recent this news is, but there was the news of Valve kind of breaking up with their Piston girlfriend.
Right, yeah.
Just the way I chose to say that.
I don't know if that's...
Yeah, that's... There's a lot of drama.
Right, so last
week...
There's actually
not that much drama.
No, not too much. Last week we talked about the XI3 Piston, which we said was a Steam... Or I said was a Steam box. And since then, Valve was like, nah, that ain't no Steam box.
Nah, that ain't us.
Exactly.
I'm pretty sure that's actually what they said in a press release.
Yeah, that was Gabe.
Yeah.
Mr. Newell. Nah, girl, that ain't us. Holding up the piston.
His exact words.
Smashing
it on
the ground. No, he throws it, and then one of the turrets from TF2 shoots it in the air.
Yeah, he has a couple working models of those.
Oh, absolutely. Outside his office.
Mm-hmm.
Just for rampant Half-Life 3 waiting people.
Yeah. This is strange, though. So it stems from the fact that Piston's sort of the creator and whoever the head is saying that they won't be doing it through Linux. Was that the whole conflict?
It sounds like that's what it is, because Valve wants the Steam Box to be Linux-based, but also open to other operating systems. And I don't really see the problem with what XI3 is doing, because it seems like the Piston is Windows-based, but they said you will be able to load Linux on it or other operating systems. So, I mean, I guess I don't really see what the big deal is.
Well, I mean, there could be a lot of layers to it. There could be a lot of, like, I guess, darn programming that we don't really understand from that point of view.
They said it will support Steam for Linux, though, and the other thing that it sounded like XI3 was saying about Steam boxes is that it sounded like their opinion was that the Steam box would be too much of a closed platform.
Because it was running Linux?
Just because it was defaulting to Steam.
Mm.
So they want, like, a completely open box, like a completely open gaming PC/entertainment box that can run Steam, it can run Origin, it can run Gaikai.
Yeah, which, I mean, sounds fine to me. Mm-hmm. I mean, maybe Steam's looking at something a little bit narrower, but, like, right now it just seems like the water is a little bit muddy in terms of what we're seeing.
I'm really not too sure about it, but it does sound like they think that Valve's vision is too narrow and that their platform is too closed, and they want more of a Windows-based open platform where you can put anything you want on it and run anything from anywhere, which sounds great.
Yeah. So, and this is still really early stuff, so I'm sure within the next upcoming weeks, especially leading up to E3, we'll see more.
Definitely.
Yeah. Speaking of Valve, though, there was this strange crossover. I don't think anyone really saw this coming.
No.
So there's going to be some new free content, I think, in April between Left 4 Dead 2 and Resident Evil 6.
Right. Valve and Capcom.
Yeah. Talk about just kind of out of nowhere.
Yeah.
I guess they would be considered heavyweights. Yeah, Capcom's considered a heavyweight.
Sure.
Yeah. So they're doing this all completely for free. I forget what modes. It's some, like, mercenary mode thing that they're doing. I don't know, like, the super details, but I think some of, like, the special, like zombies from Left 4 Dead 2 mm-hmm. will be integrated into that Resident Evil 6 mode.
Yeah.
And I mean, there was a guy that came out saying that they were really enthusiastic and that they've been like big fans of Capcom for a while and that they just jumped at the chance to do that. So that's a thing.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I mean,
I don't really see how that could like really go wrong. It's free content.
Well,
is anyone really going to complain?
Do we know why they're doing this?
Because they're bros.
Got it.
Yeah.
Because they're bros. That was also in Newell's press release.
Yeah, he said right after he like the turret shot the piston.
Mm-hmm.
He also said that.
Also, Capcom and us are bros.
Yeah.
And then he dropped the mic. As you do, because you're gay, Ben.
God.
It's been a long day, okay?
Yeah, it's... My head doesn't feel right.
Yeah.
Another way to say that is, I have a headache.
Yes.
So, that put that in a less schizophrenic way.
My head doesn't feel right.
It just doesn't...
It's all, like, hurdy. What is that?
It's got the dumb.
I cannot brain today. I have the dumb.
Yes.
I concur.
Two other quick things. So, we looked at... I guess recently this Pokemon Rumble thing got announced, and it's going to be for the Wii U, and they're working on this system where it's going to kind of be like Skylanders, where you buy like little plastic figures and you throw them on the Wii U controller, the tablet, and there's your personalized, you know, Pikachu or something like that.
Because the gamepad does have NFC, near-field communication capability.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Which we've seen in like phones and stuff, but never for... games other than I guess Skylanders probably uses that.
Yeah, they've got like a little USB thing for their portal.
Right, yeah. And that's pretty cool. I mean, it's the first thing we've seen that utilizes NFC on the Wii U. And there was just an interview on Polygon with Shigeru Miyamoto about why isn't the Wii U doing as well, or why haven't you put out games that take great advantage of the Wii U, and so this is kind of the first thing we're seeing that takes advantage of a feature of the console.
Yeah.
In a really cool way.
Yeah, I mean, there's been other stuff that's been hinted at, like, you know, Rayman, or other general stuff where you're sort of using, like, the gamepad as kind of a, in a dungeon mastery sense. You know,
yes.
You have four other players, and you're kind of, it's you versus those four other guys.
I've seen some people playing the new Nintendo Land. Mm-hmm. Some of the mini games where the one person is removed, sort of controlling everything on the gamepad, and everybody else has controllers, and saying that it's actually really fun with a bunch of people.
Yeah, and I think that if you just someone make a fucking D&D game, please.
Oh, man.
Like, come on.
Sure.
Come on. In the style of, like, Gauntlet or something, where you set the traps and the enemies and all of that shit. God damn it, that would be cool.
That would be amazing.
Ugh.
That's a great idea.
Fuck. So yeah, that's probably gonna make a lot of money. The whole, because there are gonna be a lot of people wanting to collect these little, you know, they looked really, really small. Like probably, I don't know why this popped into my head, but probably like the size of a Ring Pop is about the size of plastic that these things are.
Yeah.
And if, you know, Nintendo charges $5 for each of those, rolling in the goddamn money. I mean, they already are, but
I mean, it's Pokemon.
Yeah.
Of course, people are gonna pay good money for Pokemon.
Yeah, especially connecting, you know, the sort of outside of physical.
Yeah.
Toy thing. People go nuts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that'll be huge in Japan.
And when doing something in the physical world has an impact on something in the game, that's still really cool.
No, that feels awesome.
Yeah.
I remember I played...
The novelty is not lost.
Right, I played Skylanders, which is a really basic game, but it's still really fun.
Yeah, I've played it a little bit.
With Caitlin's younger brother.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. All right, so we're in the same
boat.
There you
go.
Yeah, and it's... I get it. Like, I really get it.
Yeah.
And... It's just a good move.
Yeah.
It really is. And I guess they're going to kind of see where it goes. Mm-hmm. The Rumble game itself, the trailer was in Japan, so we couldn't really derive too much from it. But it looked like it had a lot of different game modes. And the style of it was a lot more, like, toyish and cutesy, which doesn't really rub me the right way. But, I mean, whatever.
You know, it's not marketed for you.
No, it really isn't. It will probably be, like... I don't even know when it's coming out. I didn't see, but it will eventually get tossed into America after Japan just gobbles it up.
Right.
Yeah. There was one other game I wanted to mention that came out, or that got announced. Oh, Saints Row 4.
Right.
Which I've never played, but I've had my eye on Saints Row 3 for a while, because it's like, it's wacky, fucked up GTA. Who doesn't want that? Like,
sure.
Just, I mean, if you ever get a chance, like, watch a little bit of the gameplay from any of them. any of them, and you just see how wacky this shit can get. You customize your character in ways that are incredible, not only in, like, appearance, but I think you can purchase it so that in their, like, combat set, they do, like, fucking wrestling moves.
Oh, yeah?
I've definitely seen people, like, pile drive other, like, pedestrians and shit like that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I will have to take another look at that.
No, right, because you know, when THQ was doing their, hey, we're going on a business bundle, right, pretty much, they had Saints Row 3, and I just didn't have the money for it at the time within mm-hmm. that bundle, and I regret that
I remember seeing that, yeah.
Yeah, I regret that so heavily, because, like, a lot of the other games I didn't care for, mm-hmm. A lot of people just kind of like, oh, like, this is cheap, I want to, like, just kind of gobble this stuff up, and that's fine, and that's good, and you're getting those games for a good price, but, like, sometimes, man, I don't need all that extra just space and all those extra names in my Steam library.
Definitely.
I'm not going to touch those games.
Mm-hmm.
Rather just, you know, buy Saints Row 3 on its own.
Yeah, that's the reason I didn't touch that bundle either.
Yeah. Did end up getting a Metro 2033, though, when they were giving out for, like, free if you liked them on Facebook or something.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
So, that was also THQ?
Yes. Yeah, that was right around that same time when they were...
I just feel so bad for them.
I do, just from a standpoint of this is a company that went out of business. I don't really have that big of a connection to them because there aren't too many games I can think of where it's like, oh, yeah, oh, man, THQ.
Right.
Like, other than Saints Row, which I haven't played.
But, they're no Nintendo.
Yeah, for sure. But
it seems like they've made a lot of pretty cool and big games.
Yes. Yeah, I'm not really sure why they went out of business. I don't know if it was just too big of a team or... There's probably a lot of factors that we could never even...
Yeah.
Consider here.
But, right.
Yeah, it is always a shame to see. We're talking about such old news. Like, oh, poor THQ.
I know,
this
right?
happened in, like, December or something. Yeah. I don't know. No, but that is always a shame.
Yeah.
But the new Saints Row 4, which you said the... corrected me. I thought it was the subsidy of Saints Row.
Subsidiary.
Subsidiary.
Not subsidy.
Yeah.
They're two very different things. I mean...
Okay. I know. But... That was purchased off by Deep Silver, the same people who published Dead Island. And I think they're like from Poland.
Oh yeah,
or something.
Hmm.
Maybe. I don't know, but that's interesting. And so this whole new like scope of this is that there's a little bit of involvement of like you're trying to climb to be the president. But you get abducted by aliens and you're in this simulation where you have like superpowers.
Now stay with us here.
Stay with it. No, that's it. I mean, that's all I know right now. I didn't watch the trailer at all because I was afraid that my, you know, eyes are just going to fall out of my face.
Okay. So you're the president.
You're trying to get to the level of the president.
So you're campaigning. You are a candidate for the presidency. When you were abducted by aliens.
Maybe.
And then the aliens put you in a simulation. In which you have superpowers.
I mean, I think all of those things are involved. I don't know if they're involved in quite that way.
Okay.
But there are alien superpowers and something with the government and being president.
Sold.
I mean, kind of. Like, that's the flavor of ridiculous that people who love Saints Row really dig.
Sure.
So... God, I gotta get 3. I really do. Okay, but I think that will just about do it for us, since we had such a long day.
My God.
Yeah, it's...
But definitely look for that review going up sometime this week, probably.
Yes, take as much time as you need, dude, because I know that there's a lot of... You have to go through an hour of footage to grab, like, 4 minutes. That's ridiculous.
Well, that's kind of what I do.
That is what you do. hopefully you never have to suffer through this much... wade through this much video ever again.
No, that's my career choice.
Yeah. But when that goes up, though, that will be at youtube.com/fpbsim. We'll make a post about that for sure.
So subscribe now, and it'll show up in your sub box when it's up.
Mm-hmm. And while you're subscribing to that, be sure to subscribe to Mike at youtube.com/vlogandegan. Follow him at EganWorks. Follow me at Zach Bruin. Follow the blog at FPBSim, then our main, you know, blog actual first-person blog, sim.wordpress.com. fpbsim.tumblr.com if you're into that, and then join our group on Facebook, or like us, I guess. Technically, it's not a group. I don't know.
Right.
That's divided up.
It's a
there's
page.
Like pages and there's group pages. I don't know.
Right, it's a like page.
Yeah. So facebook.com/fpbsim, and don't forget to subscribe and rate us on iTunes.
Yes.
every rating counts since we're starting out so early. So we appreciate any number of stars that you give us, except maybe anything below 2. criticism, as long as it's not like you're blog shit and you're both faggots.
Right.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
Make it good criticism.
We already know. No, but constructiveness. Just look for more posts going up soon, because we're working on stuff.
Yeah, we're like the content train is a rolling.
Yes.
That was the stupidest way to put that.
But it worked.
Yeah. But no, that is a thing that's happening. We are throwing up more posts and we are like just bashing our heads and getting more content out
yes.
there for you guys.
Things are gonna start ramping up.
Yes. And just a heads up, next week we may not have a podcast.
Right.
I'm gonna be in St. Louis for the weekend for an AES conference. Should be a lot of fun. I've been looking forward to going to this for like 2 years. It'll be me and just a couple of friends who are also part of the Audio Engineer Society.
Very cool.
Yeah, it should be fun, but the unfortunate side effect of that is we don't know if, you know, Mike will be available for a podcast later on after that weekend.
Right.
Because, you know, it'll be my spring break, but he still has a lot of shit to do, so.
Mm-hmm. Depends on how the week goes.
Yeah, so in advance, sorry if there is not a podcast for that week.
You get a week off.
Yeah.
You get to catch up.
Yes. Yeah, we've been doing a lot, so.
Yeah.
Okay, but thanks for listening, and we might not see you next week, but definitely the week after that.
Yes.
Thanks.
See ya.